May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Amen. And our text is from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 13. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your strength. But with the temptation will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. And this is our text. And we take from that text one particular subject or topic as we talk about spiritual power. Is it available to us as a huge reservoir or as a steady stream? Would you agree with these statements? The Spirit-filled Christian, utterly yielded to Christ, is always a powerful personality, radiating energy, health, and vitality. The Spirit-filled Christian seldom has a trace of fear or a visible sign of weakness. Does our text picture the Christian as though he were a person with a reservoir of power at his beck and call? A spiritual superman who wards off every temptation, who defeats every foe, with a tremendous backlog of power, as though a car with a full tank of gas, with much more than is necessary for that moment. No, it does not. But there is a temptation to think of ourselves in that way. Perhaps as seminarians, with all that education. And as I talk with people who realize how many years of education go into becoming a pastor, most of them having completed no more than high school, they always shake their head and say, boy, that's quite a lot of study. And with that philosophy and psychology, all that Greek and Hebrew, the homiletics and hermeneutics and propedeutics, we might be tempted to think of ourselves as spiritually strong later on as pastors and church leaders, as shepherds of a flock. The temptation might be even greater. Or as faculty members, some with a long list of degrees behind their name, again, the temptation might be there. Think as though we had spiritual power available to us as a huge reservoir which we have built up during the year. But when we think of ourselves and God's power in such a way, we find that it elevates the person. Yet a person whom we might call a spiritual giant, St. Paul, said of himself, if I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness. The God and Father of the Lord Jesus, he who is blessed forever, knows that I do not lie. At Damascus, the governor under King Aretas guarded the city of Damascus in order to seize me, but I was let down in a basket through a window in the wall and escaped his hand. Rather than speaking of himself as a spiritual powerhouse, St. Paul says with words to the effect that I slithered down a wall in a smelly old fish basket. Then in the same context, a few verses later, he says, on my own behalf, I will not boast, except of my weaknesses. And he goes on to say, and to keep me from being too elated by the abundance of revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan, to harass me, to keep me from being too elated. Three times I besought the Lord about this, that it should leave me, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. I will all the more gladly boast of my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Do we think of ourselves as a huge reservoir of spiritual power, or like a steady stream? The text says that God will provide a way of escape that you may be able to endure it. I borrow an illustration from the book and the movie The Hiding Place by Corrie Ten Boom. She spoke of an experience that she had earlier in her life when she and her father were getting on one of the trains to go to a nearby suburb, and her father was carrying a rather heavy suitcase. When they got to the station and were waiting for the train, Corrie asked her father, "Father, what is it like to die? Shall I be able to endure that when it comes?" Her father said, "Corrie, pick up that suitcase." And of course, she being a small girl and that suitcase being a large suitcase, she was unable to do so. She said, "I cannot." And her father said, "Death will be much like that, in that though you perhaps think that you're not able to endure that at this moment, yet when the time comes, God will give you the strength, even as when the time comes for it to be necessary for you to carry such a suitcase, you will have that strength." The text speaks of the steady stream of God's power. It urges us to depend moment by moment on our God. That is the picture. We walk day by day with our hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. The Old Testament, with its description of the children of Israel on their way from Egypt to the Promised Land, we recall the same lesson that the Israelites learned with the gathering of the manna. They were to gather each day the necessary food for that day and twice the amount on the sixth day so that they would not work on the Sabbath. We find that when they disobeyed and decided to store up some of that food, that it caused worms to breed in the manna and it began to smell foul. When we concentrate upon the agency of God, who gives us strength like a steady stream, we find that it is God who provides the way of escape. It is God who fills us with the Spirit. And so when properly understood, the spiritual power that we receive from Him elevates and exalts Him who alone is worthy of exaltation. In a few moments, we will come to receive one of those gifts that God has provided for us, to receive that strength for day-to-day living. He gives us His body and blood in the sacrament. He gives us what we need. He gives us spiritual strength like a steady stream, and we ought always to think of that, and thereby exalt God, exalt the Holy Spirit, who gives us the strength that we need to live our daily lives. And to God be the glory for that, in Jesus' name. Amen.